Ellen Thomas from the Disarm Committee has some announcements to make. Ellen, you've got 5 minutes. Your mic is open.
Okay, thank you, Mary Beth. The 2019 Nuclear Free Future Tour is headed July 13th to 28th through California, from Sacramento to Los Angeles and numerous points in between. Nuri Ronahy, Alan Shorb, and I are planning to begin with Sacramento, tentatively the nights of the 13th and 14th of July, and perhaps lobby on the 15th. Then we plan to drive to San Jose or somewhere in the South Bay of San Francisco to speak one day and lobby the next in support of H.R. 2419, which is the nuclear weapons abolition bill introduced by Eleanor Holmes Norton that we call Proposition 1. I heard today from Santa Cruz that they may want us on Friday, July 19th, for a radio talk show and meeting and maybe to lobby. We're waiting to hear from Monterey and Salinas whether they want to connect. Fresno and San Luis Obispo want us, and then we're off to Ojai, Santa Barbara, perhaps Whittier and Los Angeles, and perhaps Bakersfield. And if anybody else wants to invite us, let me know. We will be collecting signatures on Wilf U.S.'s Senate petition supporting the U.N. Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, and will deliver copies of those signatures along with nearly 8,000 more signatures that Wilf members have collected over the last couple of years to the Japanese atomic bomb survivors when we go to Hiroshima in August. I've already collected several messages from individuals and organizations by email that I've printed out and will be taking with me, and you are welcome to send me your messages by email. I have two emails. One is my regular one, which is where I can find things again, and the other is my iPhone, which I will be using when I'm traveling. And I'm going to put those two emails on the text pad. It's et@prop1.org is my regular one, and etprop1@me.com, which is the iPhone address, is the other one. We also hope that those of you who plan to have Hiroshima and Nagasaki events will share your photos, videos, and greetings with the atomic bomb survivors on our new Facebook page. Group, Wilp Smart, and I'll put the link for that up on the text pad, which Michael Ippolito and I set up for this purpose, but also to continue as a blog for any and all Wilp members to use and respond to each other. People who aren't Wilp members will be able to read our messages, but they won't be able to post unless they join Wilp. And in case you aren't familiar with Facebook or have trouble getting signed up with Wilp Smart, Michael has been having Monday training calls for anyone who calls into Maestro, and I'll put the link up on the text pad for how you can sign up for those Monday calls if you want to do so. Michael also can post videos, photos, and messages for you if you can't do it, as I believe Mary Beth Gardam can and Jan Quarterman can, and of course I can. So we'd love to hear from you, and we'd really love to take a whole lot of really warm, beautiful messages and photographs with us when we go to Japan. Any questions?
If you have any questions, you can raise your hand by pressing number 1 on your phone keypad. If you have questions for Alan, and actually there's a question from Nancy Price. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. Hi, Ellen. Today I met with some people who are working on the treaty and Prop 1 in Davis, and if you would just tell me they would like to meet up with you and the Sacramento, whatever event you have in Sacramento, could you just tell me the ending date of your tour in California?
Well, we're flying out of Los Angeles on the 31st.
On the 31st, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I would like...
We'll be in the mid part of the state the first week or week, you know, of that we're traveling. But
sure.
Then we'll be going down into the southern part. However,
sure.
I think Nuri and Alan are very willing to drive anywhere if it looks like a good thing to do.
Yes, yeah, sure. Well, I'll be in touch with you by email about some of what's going on here in Davis, but also in California.
Okay, I'll put my phone number down for people, too. My cell phone, that's underneath my... I've already got contact info on the text pad, and I'll put my cell phone here. If anybody wants to reach me and can't get through to me by email quickly enough, just feel free to give me a call or send me a text.
Sure.
Okay, and we have another question from Linda Cataldo. Go ahead, Linda.
Thank you. Hey, sorry that I haven't been able to be on disarm calls lately, and I'm glad to hear that the petitions are going to be delivered. I was wondering, does that terminate the petition drive, or should we continue?
Oh, no, it are doesn't we... terminate it at all. This is just a symbolic addition of our 8,000-plus signatures to their 9 million signatures. It's symbolic, but we don't want to quit because it's a wonderful way to educate people.
Yes, yes, and I was asking, too, because at the end of July, we're going to have here a film showing of the nuns, the priests, and the bombs, and Plowshares activists are going to be coming to Southwest Virginia and Northeast Tennessee, and whenever we have these events, I pull out the Wilf petition. And
wonderful.
Then,
if you get petitions filled and you want to scan them and email them to me, then I can add them to the petitions, even if I'm in Japan.
Ooh. Okay, yeah, I can scan. And then
you should go ahead and mail the originals to me like as usual, but so that we can deliver the most that we can, just go ahead and scan them and send them to me by email.
Okay, I'll do that. And then in August, early August, I'm going to be giving a talk to Appalachian Peace Education Center. And right now, the topic is going to be the scandal of nuclear weapons, the $1 trillion corporate takeover I haven't decided completely on the title. But anyway, so that's going to be another opportunity for collecting signatures, and that's why I was just wanted to make sure that we continue. It's okay to continue. And,
oh, absolutely! Linda's one of the superstars of collectors.
I whip it out every opportunity, just about every meeting I go to. So.
Great work, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you.